The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, says he wants fire damage at the Notre Dame Cathedral repaired within 5 years. Sounds like a long time, although the cathedral took centuries to build in the first place. After the National Cathedral in Washington was damaged by an earthquake in 2011, repairs there took years. For now, Parisians are contemplating the damaged building, and NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin is with them.
It's a very changed atmosphere here at Notre Dame. Tonight on Tuesday, no longer do we see billowing black clouds coming out of the body and the rooftop of this building, which is a national treasure for the French and also for tourists and people worldwide. It's calmer now. There are still people milling around, looking up to where there used to be a spire that caved in dramatically here at Notre Dame. But this building looks a little forlorn. And people are mourning and grieving. I'm with a gentleman who is a Parisian. Monsieur, votre nom, s'il vous plaît, your name?
Eric Gourdeau. J'habite là, 300 mètres d'ici.
You live just 200 yards from Notre Dame, overlooking the cathedral. So you're part of this community.
Ah, ben, cette église, c'est... Déjà, c'était mon point de repère.
Éric Gourdeau says Notre Dame Cathedral has been his landmark in Paris for the 20-plus years he's been living near the cathedral. I see Notre Dame every day, on the way to work or going out, on my way back home, he says, every day. When people ask where I live, I just describe the cathedral. And as a child and young man, says Gourdeau, sadly, he spent much time here too. People have been crying here, standing outside, looking up at this cathedral, he says.
Mais croyez-moi qu'au fond de mon cœur, je suis blessé. Très blessé même.
Believe me, this is a body blow. I feel wounded to the bottom of my heart, deeply wounded by the fact that Notre Dame Cathedral went up in flames, says Gourdeau. And that emotional roller coaster, shock and dismay, are feelings reflected among the many Parisians and others, including tourists like Marcia and Christopher Horton, who are in Paris for the first time from Atlanta, Georgia.
This is very sad.
It is.
Very, very, very sad. We particularly came here to see this historical, because this is a part of history here. So just to come in to see what occurred is heartbreaking.
You're looking at Notre Dame Cathedral now, minus its spire. How do you feel?
Sad. But do we know how it happened?
Those are the questions the French authorities and many others are grappling with. Assessing the fire damage to Notre Dame and how to stabilize the building and restore it to its former glory. President Emmanuel Macron, who's been facing a political and social storm in France for months, addressed the nation last night. Macron pledged to rebuild and restore Notre Dame and says he wants it done within 5 years. Rallying the French, he reminded them that France has faced such setbacks in the past.
Nous avons bâti des villes, des ports, des églises.
In years gone by, when our churches and cities were destroyed by wars and revolutions, says President Macron, we always rebuilt them. He also said it's up to the French to transform the disaster of the Notre Dame fire into an opportunity to come together and be even better than before. Some are skeptical about his short timeline, but appreciate the spirit of hope.
Je suis effondré pour...
At least we have hope, says a sorrowful Carmen Perez del Viso, who's originally from Argentina and is living in Paris. But she says she's overwrought by what's happened to this grand dame. We feel wounded to the bottom of our hearts, she says. This cathedral is like a grandmother to us, a grandmother who's been hurt. And that goes for everyone, she says.
Aujourd'hui, je suis là pour le rendre hommage.
For me, this is a nightmare, says Perez de Viso. She says she didn't have the courage to come to the cathedral Monday when flames were shooting into the sky and dark clouds of smoke billowing. Now she's here making a pilgrimage to pay homage and to honor Notre Dame, she says, to tell the cathedral, we love you, We adore you, and you are very much a part of us. Bells will ring out at churches across France at 10 to 7 this evening, the exact time Notre Dame went up in flames Monday night. Ophelia Kustakton, NPR News, Paris.